Today's feast is a very important feast in the fact that it is celebrated always on the Friday of Passion Week. Makes it all the more important. And of course it has another feast, another celebration on September the 15th. For it is today the feast of the seven sorrows of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Our Lady of Sorrows. And today, as a result, we have the beautiful sequence that I have just read that we sing every Friday of Lent at the Stations of the Cross, the Stabat Mater, in which we ask the Blessed Mother to allow us to join her and to suffer with her the Passion of Christ. And so we give thanks to God. It is interesting that those who wish to deny that she is co-redemptrix of mankind and mediatrix of all graces forget that the liturgy is one of the main things that tells us what the faith is. The fact that it's here, and that it's also in September, that it commemorates the fact that the Blessed Mother suffered with Jesus all the way through, as we shall sing again this evening, is a very, very important thing. And so we pray to Almighty God to have mercy on us through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Our Lady of Sorrows, the compassionate Mother of our Lord Jesus Christ, that we too may compassionate with her and with him in the sorrowful passion by which our salvation is wrought, by him first of all, and by her as co-redemptrix of all mankind. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.